This is Gavin Newsom, y'all. And this is what he had to say about the whole protest and Trump and all of that other stuff. Check it out. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Governor Gavin Newsom.
What's happening right now is very different than anything we've seen before. On Saturday morning, when federal agents jumped out of an unmarked van near a Home Depot parking lot, they began grabbing people, a deliberate targeting of a heavily Latino suburb. A similar scene played out when a clothing company was raided downtown. In other actions, a U.S. citizen, 9 months pregnant, was arrested. A four-year-old girl taken. Families separated. Friends quite literally disappearing. In response, everyday Angelenos came out to exercise their constitutional right to free speech and assembly, to protest their government's actions. In turn, the state of California and the city and county of Los Angeles sent our police officers to help keep the peace. And with some exceptions, they were successful. Like many states, California is no stranger to this sort of unrest. We manage it regularly and with our own law enforcement. But this, again, was different. What then ensued was the use of tear gas, flashbang grenades, rubber bullets, federal agents detaining people and undermining their due process rights. Donald Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets, illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation, putting our people, our officers, and even our National Guard at risk. That's when the downward spiral began. He doubled down on his dangerous National Guard deployment by fanning the flames even harder. And the president, he did it on purpose. As the news spread throughout LA, anxiety for family and friends ramped up. Protests started again. By night, several dozen lawbreakers became violent and destructive. They vandalized property. They tried to assault police officers. Many of you have seen the video clips of cars burning on cable news.
Wait. Give me a second here, guys. So, because there are some missing details in there, and I just want to make sure that we filling in the gaps effectively, okay? So we have illegal. I want to make sure that I use that word, illegal migrants inside of the United States of America. And let's be clear. These are not people that just overstayed their visas. These are people that came over into the border and they weren't supposed to be here. You can't do that in any other country. You will be absolutely handcuffed, arrested, and sent back to where you came from. Illegal migrants came into this country. A lot of them that are being arrested is either harboring somebody that committed a crime, and a lot of them have broken the laws, assaulted people, robbed, steal, killed. And you guys have already made up in your mind that you will not work with ICE, to where you said that you won't even let ICE know when you arrest an illegal migrant for doing something that they're not supposed to do. And you allow for them to continue to take over our tax dollars. You gave them money for housing and you gave them free health care and allow for them to continue to work under the table. The Trump administration said, listen, we got to close off our borders. We got to fix America. We can't keep letting people inside of the United States of America. And these people got to go home. Time to go home. Whatever it is that you was doing, it's time to go home. If you are not here legally, you have to come through the process like the people that did do it legally, because even the people that came over here legally, they are offended by what's going on and how y'all embarrassing them. Time to go home. ICE agents decided to arrest a lot of these people, which were people that were committing crimes in addition to the fact that they came over here illegally. They were being assaulted, their vehicles damaged, spray painted. People kept putting their hands on ICE officers. The Los Angeles Police Department, who you said that you deployed, refused to help them, refused to keep the peace. People are running around in the streets of Los Angeles with Mexican flags and spray painting cars and trains. Just a week before, all of this happened, and y'all couldn't get no control, and you got zero arrests. So Trump then deploys the National Guard in order to protect and keep the peace and prevent people from destroying buildings, especially federal buildings, and from assaulting ICE officers who was just doing their job. Then people become even more enraged, and then they look at this as an opportunity to be able to loot and tear up the streets, which Los Angeles, who's operating at a budget deficit, as well as California, refuse to stop the bad perpetrators, and they're down a whole lot of police officers. And so as a result, these guys start looting and raiding, and so we're going to blame all of this on Trump. Not your inability to govern effectively, not the fact that you didn't even respond, not the fact that Karen Bass is incompetent as a mayor, but we're blaming this on Trump. We're saying that Trump enraged people to do something that they're not supposed to do even more, and that is the reason why we're in this powder keg. Got it. Okay, got it. Shout out to the governor for putting a nice spin on this, but let's continue to hear what he has to say.
If you incite violence, I want to be clear about this. If you incite violence or destroy our communities, you're going to be held to account. That kind of criminal behavior will not be tolerated. Full stop.
Lies.
Already more than 220 people have been arrested.
All lies.
And we're reviewing tapes to build additional cases, and people will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Again, thanks to our law enforcement officers and the majority of Angelenos who protested peacefully, the situation was winding down and was concentrated in just a few square blocks downtown. But that's not what Donald Trump wanted.
No. Forget the freeways that they shut down. Forget the federal cars and the officers' cars that was burning in the middle of the street. Forget all of that. Forget the people that were throwing rocks. Forget the people that was jumping up and spray painting all of the businesses and looting. Forget the people that was climbing up on all of the poles, the light poles, and it was recording himself doing it. Forget all of that. Everything was good. It was winding down. We're good. We're good.
Again, chose escalation. He chose more force. He chose theatrics over public safety. He federalized another 2,000 Guard members. He deployed more than 700 active U.S. Marines. These are the men and women trained for foreign combat, not domestic law enforement.
No.
We honor them.
What they say is that they are going to protect against all threats, foreign and domestic. Do I have to educate the governor on exactly what Marines do and what our National Guard and our people that protect, that we love and we salute on a regular basis? They are there to protect against terrorism and people that are committing crimes, both foreign and domestic. It's not just foreign. It's foreign and domestic. I don't know if do I got that wrong? I thought it was both foreign and domestic. Are we missing something here, or are we all on the same page? I thought it was both foreign and domestic. Okay. All enemies, foreign and domestic, you are loved? Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that I got the saying right. I knew it wasn't just foreign. I knew that it was both foreign and domestic. Got it.
For their service, we honor their bravery, but we do not want our streets militarized by our own armed forces, not in LA, not in California, not anywhere. We're seeing unmarked cars in school parking lots, kids afraid of attending their own graduation. Trump is pulling a military dragnet all across Los Angeles, well beyond his stated intent to just go after violent and serious criminals. His agents are arresting dishwashers, gardeners, day laborers, and seamstresses. That's just weakness masquerading as strength. Donald Trump's government isn't protecting our communities. They're traumatizing our communities. And that seems to be the entire point. California will keep fighting. We'll keep fighting on behalf of our people, all of our people, including in the courts. Just yesterday, we filed a legal challenge to Donald Trump's reckless deployment of American troops to a major American city. Today, we sought an emergency court order to stop the use of the American military to engage in law enforcement activities across Los Angeles. If some of us could be snatched off the streets without a warrant, based only on suspicion or skin color, then none of us are safe.
Listen, guys, we've heard all of this rigmarole before, but this is what I will tell you. If you are an American citizen, you're safe. If you are here and you're doing things the right way, you have nothing to worry about. When you go out the door and you are a legal citizen and you're taking care of business and you're not causing any problems and you're not robbing anybody, you don't have anything to worry about. If you are here illegally, you will always be looking over your shoulder, and we have the right to make sure that we capture you, we remove you, and that you never come over here again because you've been doing things the wrong way for too long, and we're not going to create laws to ensure that you're safe. It's very much that simple. You know, Gavin Newsom is not worried, guys. He's not worried about getting snatched up off of the street. There is no us in his speech. There is no us, all right? Gavin Newsom is more concerned about his political image and making sure that he's positioning himself to possibly run for president of the United States of America. This is a marketing opportunity. He's not on the streets. He's not getting to it. None of that stuff. He doesn't care about you. He lives in his nice, pretty house. He's nice and rich. He's a millionaire. He will never, ever, ever, ever shake your hand. He don't care about you. And if you are not a person that in some way, shape, or form is contributing to a dinner or his campaign fund or ensuring that you're voting for him, he has no use for you. He has no use for you guys. So I don't know what y'all think that this is. I'm not sure if you really understand what's happening right now. But you guys are fools. You're being paid to literally be the suckers that they are laughing at. But